Welcome to the Kinda Okay podcast, where we talk about things that aren't okay in hopes of making them feel more okay. I'm Sarah Crossley, creator of It's Kinda Okay Comics and the Growing Pains Zine, an independent publication made by rad women and non-binary creatives. Issue 8 is still taking submissions for the theme of unlearning. So if you write, create art, take photographs, write poetry, anything of that type, send over an email to okayitskindaokay@gmail.com or visit itskindaokay.com for more details. I really considered not releasing a podcast episode this week because, to be honest, I've got nothing. I've got no energy. I'm completely exhausted. I'm emotionally drained. I'm frustrated. And honestly, I just need a little bit of me time. So luckily, I'm taking that today, which is always a little hard, especially when you've got friends over. So my partner and our friends are all out having a big cycle day. And, you know, part of me really wants to be with them. And part of me knows that I really need to take some time for myself, even amongst all the chaos. Also, me on first day of my cycle does not want to be on a bicycle at the moment. So I'm just gonna try and be really easy on myself and be really gentle and take a little bit of extra time. So I'm currently deep conditioning my hair. My friends and partner were lovely enough to clean up the house while I took a nap because I barely slept. So I'm feeling really grateful for community and for the support of the people around me. And I mean, having a period is kind of nice because you know that at some point, you know, you're going to have 4 or 5 days in the month where you really need to, you know, just take care of yourself and do what feels good and eat what tastes good and just really take that time to check in with yourself and check in with your body and be really kind to yourself. And I think that that can be something that gets lost, you know, in the rest of the month. So it's kind of nice having this time and having that acknowledgement that, you know, I just need a little extra care right now and to not push my physical or emotional abilities, because they're pretty much at their low point on day one. Hello, full moon. Some of you that follow me on Instagram at It's Kinda Okay might have seen in my stories that pretty much everything is just about our dog Elle at the moment. We rescued Elle about a month ago now, and it's been like every day is different, and it's been really fucking hard. Like harder than I ever thought, you know, which is why people say like take a lot of time to make the decision, and I thought that we did, but there's all these things that we could have never considered. And so, you know, she's really trying to figure out how to be a dog. We're trying to figure out how to read her, and trying to train, but then also like dealing with a little bit of separation anxiety, and a little bit of like health issues. And it's just all, you know, the moments that are so lovely is like when Elle starts to play and seems like a dog and gets really curious about stuff and the tail is up and the ears are up, and you know, there's more and more of those moments, which is good. But the low points are really low. Like it's really, you know, how can you be sure that you're doing the right thing? And that you're making the right choices, and that you're reading the communication cues right for somebody that can't speak for themselves. So it's been an interesting shift in balancing responsibilities, because now somebody always has to get up first and kind of take the dog out. And, you know, we're coming back at lunch, you're coming back a couple times during the day, because I don't think that any dog should be left for more than 3 hours. And that was a big, you know, big deciding factor of us getting a dog, was that I mostly work from home, and when I'm not working from home, I'm working at the greenhouse behind our home. So the proximity factor is definitely a bonus. But yeah, I guess just learning how to be a pack with an extra member now, and that's a little bit tricky and a little bit emotionally and mentally taxing. So I haven't drawn anything in over a month now, at least nothing for myself, and I'm struggling to create, and I've got a big, like, art block, mental block, emotional block. I've been having to be kind of like the emotional ground for a lot of people in my life right now, and it's kind of left me a little bit numb to my own emotions, because I'm so focused on everybody else at the moment. So I'm not really sure how I'm feeling about everything, and I guess just exhausted and drained seems to be fitting at the moment. And, you know, like, reading my cards the other day, and, you know, kind of just with the question of, like, how do I help? And cards were just like, stay strong and stay stable. And sometimes that's the most difficult thing to do, is to hold your ground and to know and to have the confidence that, like, to just keep doing what you're doing. Like, I'd like some more concrete advice, to be honest, but I guess you can only ask for so much from something like a tarot deck, or, you know, astrology signs. Like, you can only take what you can read, and if you're feeling confused and conflicted, then that reading's not gonna go all that well, I guess. I haven't been doing anything physical except walking the dog. I haven't done yoga in I don't even know how long, and I just feel like I'm not checking in the way that I need to. So I'm just gonna take a little bit of time today to really look after myself. Maybe to mess around with some paints, because that seems like it would feel a little good, just to make something, anything. You know, doesn't have to sell or go online or even go on Instagram, just something. But yeah, so, I mean, there's no interview this week, but I know it's nice to check in and have a classic overshare. And not very many people listened to last week's episode, so if you're looking for a little bit more of an interview, the episode that I recorded with Jim is really good and really worth a listen. Yeah. I guess I'm just feeling a little lost at the moment. And trying to figure out how to be myself and invest my energy into things that I love while also honoring other people in my life. It's all a bit of a balance. I should really start off this episode by saying I love being the emotional support for the people in my life. That's something, like, I strive to be. I try to hold space. I try to create space. That's something that's really important to me. It's something I hold very dear, and something I definitely value. So I'm really grateful to be an open, honest, vulnerable type person that people can come to. I'm just, you know, first day of my cycle and feeling a little overwhelmed by the amount of emotional support that I'm doing at one time. And it's just been very constant for a little while now. And I guess I'm just haven't asked myself how I'm doing in a long time. So if that's something that you're struggling with today, take an hour to just check in, do a nice deep condition, do a nice skincare routine, eat something yummy, make a cup of tea, do a meditation or a light yoga or just something that brings you back into your body and feels grounding, because that's what I'm going to do. And I hope that it makes me feel better. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here and for checking in. And we'll be back next week with a full episode. Stay weird and wonderful. Until next time.